It's 8:50. It's Galesburg Live. Master Aaron Duke is our guest this morning. He's the owner of the Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts, and got the tournament coming up. What's the date again? April.
It is Saturday, April 22nd.
April 22nd at Carl Sandburg College at John Lewis Gym, and a great event. You get how many? I mean, hundreds of athletes coming for it.
Yeah, and we've really enjoyed being at Sandburg because one, it's such a nice facility for us to have the event, and it's just set up perfectly for stuff like this. Yeah. The parking is great. The gymnasium is fantastic, and it's easy to find. That's the one thing. You know, people are like, many times I've been to tournaments, and it's like, you know, you turn down a back road and then up a gravel road, and you know, like, okay, when you see the weather vane, you know, on the barn, take a right. So that's something that, like I said, we started the very first tournament was at our location, and we were like, we'll probably have 20 or 30 people show up. And then we had like 47.
Wow.
And then I was like, we're going to have to change the venue. And we called around, and Sandburg was just very open and gracious. I didn't know if they would be, you know, you talk about having a martial arts tournament. People are like, I've seen the Karate Kid.
Or watching the UFC or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
This is what it is, which it's not at all.
And it's all amateur. You know, we don't have any pros competing, mm-hmm. you know, in that. And it's just a neat thing. It's hard to believe that 4 years have gone by. And we're just trying to, like I said, do some great things as well. You know, funding the Caleb Clevenger Scholarship with that event. We give out some other memorial awards because sadly there have been some people who have either been a part of the Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts who are no longer with us. And there's a great gal. I wish you could meet her. I hope you do meet her someday. Her name is Tammy Gillette, and her parents, they've been over to 100 tournaments to watch and support their daughter.
Wow.
And Tammy's, you know, our age, you know. But literally every tournament I ever went to, I'd see Tammy and her mom and her dad unfortunately passed. And, we jokingly said that we were going to make, the Iron Butt Award because, you know, they sit for 8 hours on a Saturday watching their daughter compete. And, we did a memorial award last year for her, father, and she picked the individual who received that. You know, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, you know, we have a great time. There's a lot of great competition, but we want to, we want to make a good impact. We want to leave a legacy because someday I won't be here and you won't be here and, you know, we're all going to be gone. But I would love to see that scholarship stay forever. Maybe somebody else grabs the mantle and the torch and runs on, you know, continue to have a martial arts tournament in Galesburg because I think it's good for Galesburg. Mm-hmm. When you have 200 to 300 people, you know, coming from out of town and they arrive Friday night, they check in into hotels. They always ask us, where should we eat?
Yeah.
And of course I always say, Tom Meredith will cook you up a mean steak.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Or a hot dog.
but you know, we time into things like, you know, hey, you know, here's the local radio station. So if you're, you know, looking for entertainment and things like that. And it's just a neat thing to think that you put an event together and people from 6 hours away mm-hmm. somehow find out about it. And I've been inspired by Run Galesburg Run. That was kind of one of those things where I'm like, it was such a neat idea.
Yeah.
And it's just blown up. It's like, you know, there are people coming from all over the place. And I guess, you know, I'm a Galesburg kid. I left, you know, back in the 90s and, you know, kind of came back in the late 90s. And I've kind of been around the area ever since. And, you know, you can complain about Galesburg and you can talk about, you know, and kind of have a sourpuss. And I've been there. I've complained and, you know, I think we all have. But there's some really neat things that happen. Sometimes they're annual events, mm-hmm. but it's very special, you know. So you don't have to be an athlete to enjoy Run Galesburg Run.
Right.
You can just go and watch these incredible athletes, all different skill levels, participate in something where Galesburg is spotlighted, you know, for a day. We were just talking about Jim Sundberg, you know, mm-hmm. it's, there's so many great things about Galesburg that sometimes it's hard to get in conversations with people because they're focused on all the, well, they just cut the librarians. We don't want to go there today, but there's a lot of great things happening too. So
I'm going to talk a little bit the scholarship in particular, who does it benefit? How could somebody apply for that and how much? And it's obviously for a student going to Carl Sandburg College.
Yeah, it is. It's basically open to any student.
Okay.
So, I'm going to probably paraphrase, but, you would definitely want to contact Carl Sandburg College mm-hmm. for specifics on it. It's a $500 scholarship.
Okay.
And I believe that they can use that for pretty much anything, books, tuition, because a lot of times they get scholarships, and then it comes time to go to the bookstore, and it's like, oh, $2,800.
Right, yeah.
So the scholarship is designed to help that. And again, the Clevenger family is, you know, very hands-on. They lost their son to a congenital heart defect. And Caleb's brother, Caleb, is expecting, I don't know if he's had his child. They're literally, like, any moment, they're getting ready to have a child. And so when I met my instructor, Kevin, my first instructor, the twins had just been born, and it was just something all these years had just kind of been in the back of my mind that I wanted to just say thank you to the family for all their years of support and love and friendship and encouragement, and occasionally a foot up the, you know, hiney because I wasn't making good choices or I wasn't being who I could be. So I approached them and I asked if it was, you know, okay. And they said, yeah, we'd love it. And, again, it's just a way to honor Caleb's memory. And for the family, I think as well, to be able to meet the people that it is directly impacting is a neat thing as well. Yeah. So if you're heading to Sandburg or you have a daughter or a son that's maybe looking at Carl Sandburg College, look into the Caleb Clevenger Memorial Scholarship. Contact Sandburg. The information is there. So, like, if you get the information about all the scholarships that are available, it basically kind of tells you what you need to do. And we're just happy to be a very small part of that. So,
yeah, cool. That's really cool, though. And that's the tournament benefits that. And,
yeah.
So that's coming up in April. Again, the True event is coming up next Saturday, and again, coming up this week, we'll hopefully get a chance to talk more about that with Trina Pellegrini.
She knows where you work.
I know.
She'll be here Friday, so you better be careful.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Ah, that's scary. Maybe, would she be here early enough that maybe we could get her in live?
I think her plane lands at Moline at like 10 something.
Oh, okay. So we'll have to do her by phone, though. So
that's probably
better for me.
Yeah. But I'm sure she would probably love to come in on Saturday morning before her seminar and just maybe warm up on you.
Yeah.
Grab a cup of coffee. I'm sure she'd break a sweat.
My shoulder is nearly recovered from last year when she was
what happened is his Tyler left. You know, he was like, I'm not coming back again. Exactly. Like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, he got scared. She scared him off.
So. Tom, real quick, just thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate you. I appreciate the time here at WGIL. And if anybody needs anything from us about the events, you can always go to martialartsgalesburg.com, which is our website. Look us up on Facebook. And then again, we're always looking to network with people. So if you want to work together on something, a fundraiser or anything like that, feel free to give me a call. So we would love to partner with other businesses and other organizations. So.
I know we didn't get into it this morning because it's a whole other show in itself. Bullying, we'll talk more about that another time because you have some great points and suggestions for parents. But if they would want to know more about that, if they're having a problem, give the academy a call and you can talk to them and maybe get a child enrolled in a program to help them with confidence.
Absolutely.
If nothing else. So
thank you, Tom.
All right. Aaron Duke, Master Aaron Duke. He's the owner of the Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts. Phone number there again?
299-5845.
All right. Aaron, thanks so much again. Appreciate it. That is going to wrap things up for Galesburg Live here this morning. Coming up, we'll check in with Ask the Handyman, 11:45 this morning. It is St. Louis Cardinals preseason baseball. The Cardinals and the Marlins, first time we'll have them on the air this year again. Pregame gets underway at 11:45.